The superintendent acknowledges it'll take some time, but he says for him, simply getting out there and talking to people is the key.
I know that change can be unsettling. Not knowing the person, not really knowing, you know, what they stand for, what potential initiatives or ideas they bring. I took that opportunity to make connections with principals, with cabinet level administrators, and I plan to continue to create those opportunities to meet.
Vonda says he also wants to give parents plenty of opportunities to be involved by making sure they have an open door at their kids' school.
It's the neighborhood school. It should be the draw of that community. It should be the focal point or the center of that community. And so if there are issues with parents not feeling welcome, not feeling like they have access, then those are the things we're going to work on, because it has to be a place that they feel that they can go to be heard, that they can come to become involved and engaged in the school system and the academics and the activities that are going on with the school system. So it really begins at the school site, and that's going to be coming through from my office and through the system, that's going to be the priority, and that's where it begins.
Andy tells me he's already making it clear to everyone that his goals can be met by not putting limits on what students can accomplish.
We should look at every one of our students with the idea that they could become the next valedictorian of their high school graduation. And to me, that means that we don't set any barriers. We don't presume anything with our students, that they have that ability, and we're going to really make sure that we provide them with the rigor and the relevance and build those relationships with them that are going to help them be successful through the grade levels. So for me, it's really setting just those high expectations and high accountability. But I made it clear to leadership that really starts with me. I hold myself with to high expectations and high accountability. It starts with me. And I'm going to expect the same thing from leadership. I'm going to expect the same thing from our staff. And I will expect the same thing from our students, that they're going to push themselves and become those lifelong learners and take advantage of the opportunities that are presented for them to become scholars and to become citizens, great citizens.
I'll talk to Bonda about areas he sees a need for improvement, including the reputation of the superintendent's office. Ryan Harris, Como News Radio.